Stress on the front lines of the COVID-19 pandemic is growing, and add to that the threat hospital workers face of contracting the virus. As of last night, there were 184 hospital staff infected in Massachusetts, and that's only at the five hospitals that consistently report their numbers. Then, add to that, this week, doctors, nurses, and aides began learning of benefit cuts and less pay. WBUR's Martha Biebinger has more.
Atrius Health, the state's largest independent physician network, emailed employees on Monday with some difficult news. The email said patient visits had dropped 70% since hospitals and clinics began canceling elective surgeries, procedures, and office visits. Dr. Steve Strongwater, president and CEO of Atrius Health, says the drop continues this week.
Our volume has probably fallen more than 70%, more like 75%. As a result of trying to protect our patients and keeping them home and out of the office.
And that translates to a big drop in income. So Atrius is taking two dramatic steps it didn't imagine even a month ago. Some employees will go on a one-month furlough that may be extended. Those who remain at work, mostly nurses and doctors, will have some of their pay withheld, on average 20%. Strongwater, who pledges employees will get their money back, will have 50% of his salary withheld.
I think that reflects my confidence in the future of the practice and our ability to repay it. And I think it sets an example that we think it's the right thing to do to come together during this crisis.
Atrius Health is not alone. Steward Healthcare has told hospital employees that furloughs are coming. A physicians group at Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center will suspend retirement contributions starting April 1st. The pandemic is wrecking balance sheets across the healthcare system as routine income slows and expenses tied to protecting employees rise. And the news is not good on the protection front either. Coronavirus infection rates are climbing quickly among hospital employees as they are for the public at large. At Boston Medical Center, the number of staff infections increased from 15 on Wednesday to 22 yesterday, and dozens of employees have been quarantined. CEO Kate Walsh says part of the explanation is that labs are finally clearing the backlog of tests.
Every single staff infection rate is very concerning. Some of them are not new infections, but actually infections that we just discovered through improved testing.
Inside hospitals, there's a rising tide of fear for some and forbearance for others.
Many of us are resigned to the fact that we are likely to contract the virus. And we live in fear of spreading it to our patients and our loved ones.
Dr. Renee Salas works in the emergency room at Massachusetts General Hospital. Salas says she assumes the virus could be on anything she touches, in or outside the hospital. After visiting her elderly parents in Michigan 2 weeks ago, Salas told them she wouldn't be back until she was sure the virus was no longer a danger and that she wouldn't infect them.
And so I when I said goodbye to them at the airport, my dad, who is not an emotional man, became emotional and just said he felt as if he was sending me off to war on the front lines.
Salas says she feels she has the protective gear she needs in that war for now, although many doctors disagree and are disheartened by the feeling that they are being asked to do increasingly dangerous work, and now in many cases with fewer benefits or less pay. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.